Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Hope Day. Good morning, Vinny. How are you?
Really good. How are you?
Excellent. I loved your Instagram story yesterday. I was so excited to see the sidewalk art.
I don't know what I did wrong, but I posted it so they break the video down.
Yes.
I posted it each one went up four times. And I'll tell you how I did it. You can't do anything with a toddler anywhere near you.
No.
So.
No.
Here
you're
I
better
am
off
to...
recording it. Just instead of just doing it as a story, just record it as a video, and it will break it up into sections
right
for you after the fact.
So I don't know what I did wrong, but it's straight now. And yes, there's four clips of us walking down the sidewalk.
It's fantastic.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Well, the funniest part of it is like your obvious frustration with the kid is you're trying to like, you know, have fun and walk down the sidewalk, and she's all like, I'm going to get under the car.
Yep.
I'm going to walk off into, I'm going to go check everybody's mailbox. Like, she's just so, because she can't read it and she doesn't know what it says, I guess. And to her, it's just, you know, it might as well just be cave paintings or runes or something, you know. But it's just so funny because you're so like, no, we're going this way.
Right. No, the unfortunate thing I think as I've watched now, this is my second kid, is like that, the whole world is this kid's obstacle course. Everything
yes.
is like climb in and get in and get on. But she won't remember.
She's a rock
any of
climber,
that.
For God's sake. She's, you know, we all saw the video of her scaling the retaining wall.
I don't know. I don't know what your first memories are, but it's a bummer that she won't remember like this time.
You
at
know,
all.
She will, though, because you'll have the videos of
the
it.
Picture,
and
sure.
I really do think that that has a large role in us remembering things because there are so many, you know, obviously I was the first child, so they loved me the most and they took the most pictures of me. My sister really has no memories of her early childhood. But so much of like this, we had Super 8 videos and actual, you know, photo albums. So I think if you look at those early enough in your life, they become kind of implanted memories. Like I remember Christmases and I can see my cousins all little, so I kind of remember them little. And I really think that because so much of what kids do now is captured on video and posted online and
right.
you know, there for all time, that they, you know, even if they're not distinctly their memories, they are, if she sees it young enough and has seen it a few times, it will sort of imprint.
Right.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying, but I do think that she'll have a better chance than we do. I don't
right.
really, I can't even
no,
remember
I agree
earliest.
With you 100%. I don't, even if it's a false memory, so to
right.
speak, and it's really just the picture that you are going, yeah, I did that. That's,
mm-hmm.
It is cool, yeah. And we're, look, this sucks. I don't want to tell anybody. I don't want to lie to you guys and be like, we're having the time of our lives, but we are having some fun. There's, it's cool. Our family unit is better than it's been because we've got this unique time to sort of hang. I don't know. I mean,
well, and you guys definitely seem to have it down where, you know, it sucks for both of you, but you're both stepping up. I can, like you were saying yesterday, you know, after your 2-hour thing, you dump the kid off and just like, I gotta be alone. And she lets you go do that. And when she needs to go do a run, like, I mean, I really think that the best families will work these things out so one person doesn't feel like, oh, so I'm doing all of it and you're going on with life as normal, you know?
No, that's the new thing that I started where I'm splitting, and I didn't yesterday, but it's out of, this is going to become way more permanent than we think. Mm-hmm. Even when these orders are lifted, I don't think we're going back to work.
Well, I don't see what the rush is. I am personally very much enjoying working from home. And I see your beautiful faces every day. I really feel like, I mean, because I was like off the deep end the first couple weeks, and I've just come to a place where I'm enjoying it. So I'm in no rush.
Right.
I'll let them tell me when it's time to come back. But I agree with you. It's for the people who can, I think working from home is going to be a little bit more of a permanent option than they originally thought.
Right. So we have to make it a little more workable. And that's one of the things that's going to have to, because I can't get a minute if I sit here, and you know this experience, one kid gets, you get done with one kid and they're like, all right, I'm going to go nap. And the next kid goes, hey, what do you want to do? And you're like,
what do you want to do with me?
Throw you out a window. What do you think I want to do with you? I'm trying to, you know,
put you in a box, tape it up and put it in a corner. Forget all about it.
Speaking of the other kid, that tooth came out late last night.
Oh, my God. Tell me everything. Did she bleed profusely or is it just over?
No. So so the hours, obviously, that we keep are weird. And now we're getting into summer daylight. So I sort of double quarantine myself from my family at a certain point at night. Like around now it's 8:00. It was, you know, 6:30 or 7 before.
Right. It's so much later now. Isn't it crazy to be staying up so late?
Well, I like it, but I am also sort of dealing with, like in this house, and you know this, or I think you do, everybody turns on every damn light at night. So you try to walk out into the, among the living and go, oh, Jesus.
Right.
Well, there it goes. Whatever vibe I was getting as I was trying to, you know.
Right. Calm it all down.
So I'm in this little room watching, I don't know which episode of the first season of Dexter, but I'm almost done with the first season.
So funny that you're just revisiting that.
Because it can be on in the background and I don't care about it.
Right.
I can turn it off whenever because I have seen it.
That's actually sort of a good point because you're usually a guy who's got like a laptop and an iPad and the TV going
right. So I did have my laptop on my lap looking at the news trying to get the latest order from Santa Cruz County and all this other stuff.
Did anything change about that?
They're gonna make the announcement today, but it looks like, thanks to my friend Steve at the Sentinel, he's saying that they'll probably close the beaches during the day.
Yeah.
Like from 10 to 5 so that the people who come over the hill don't get to go.
Right. The beach is just closed.
Just shut down. You can't go out there. So
are they going to police that? You know?
Yep.
That's good.
They're going to have to.
Right.
Because people will come. As we saw on Friday, last Friday, it was unbelievable.
And all weekend, right? I mean.
Anyway, there's a knock at the door, and I'm like, oh, come on. I'm under laptop, and this is like 8:30 at night. I'm under my laptop, and I'm and I got the show on, and I'm, oh, come on. I put this down, and I get up, and I pull the door open, and there's my kid with her tooth in her hand. And, we did it! And we had a little celebration, which was neat. And there's another sort of moment from this quarantine that we'll all never forget. We were all around as we've been trying to get this tooth out of her head.
For like 6 weeks.
And her mom got it out last night. So me and her mom high-fived, me and the kid high-fived, and then I was like, all right, get out of here.
Yeah.
I'll get more.
Knock at the door. I thought you meant like at your front door.
No.
No, this is just in the self-quarantine thing, right?
But so I'll get more of the story. In fact, I'll have her come in and she can tell you the
story. Oh, that would be, you know what? That's a great idea. We'll hear it right from the horse's mouth.
Right.
Very exciting.
So that's there's my day. I hung with my littlest kid and we got those videos for you. And that was,
But you're videotaping so much of your life anyway. Like, just start throwing those up. It's so fun. I loved it. I was so excited when I saw that your little story circle was lit. I'm like, oh, I wonder if it's the sidewalk thing.
It's just such a, you know what's, though, it's such a typical thing that I set out and I'm like, I'm going to go walk the whole street. We made it four houses and me and that kid were all done. I'm like, no.
Well, toddler walks, they're their own thing.
Right. Well, yeah, if you watch the thing at the end, I think we made it three houses and then she's like in front of me with her hands up. Oh,
up, great. You're right. And I think you even say, you're like, you're kidding me, right? So listen, the stories only last for, although you can make it a highlight, Vinny, so it stays on your page.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, it's easy. You just touch highlight. But it only lasts for 24 hours, and I don't know when you put that up. So everybody, you got to follow Vin Hassan on Instagram. Follow us all, please. We're living our lives on there. Our big excitement yesterday was that rat hole that's been happening.
Yeah.
So we've not captured any rats on video, or I would put the video up because, you know, I did like a, I think I did a post about it the other day. People are like, you have to put the rats. So we've seen some rats, but we haven't seen any digging. Like, I can see them on the video, but I can't see them digging in that particular area. But John is just so sure that they're getting in and out there that he yesterday got this, like, I don't know, this hardcore, like, sharp-looking wire. And then as he's putting it in, he chops up my irrigation system that I have in over there. So I spent an hour fixing that. I'm like, oh, this is
so
great.
It's like barbed wire for rats?
It's like, you know what it is? I want to say he took pieces of the metal gutter cover.
Okay.
You know, that has like, it's perforated.
Is it for birds?
It's to keep junk from your roof from landing in your, like leaves and stuff. It keeps your gutters clean.
Oh, so it's not spiky.
No, it's not spiky, but it's like, you know, just one single piece of metal that's been cut up and bent to.
Okay.
So it's. But whatever, the rats, you know, can't chew through it or get through it. So he's in there digging out my garden and cutting up my irrigation. And we try the irrigation. It's spurting from 15 different places. I'm like, oh. He already tore up all the plants that were there. I'm like,
well, look, the guy's at war, okay? He's declared war on the rats. You got to give him that.
I only mentally gave him crap about it. You know,
I'll tell you something.
In my head, I'm all.
In your head, you should be like, you know, if I had a guy who let this go, we'd be living with the rats. Like,
no,
truly, they'd be part of the family and they'd be everywhere, right?
Right. Well, the thing is, you know, the places I'm worried about the rats are like the fruit trees. Like, what's he doing about that? You know, who cares if they live under the deck? I don't care. I'm not the one under the deck. When's the last time I was under the deck? Never.
Because he doesn't want to swarm. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well. You know, it's just funny how our two sets of priorities are different. You know, I don't know.
Well,
happens.
Listen, because we have this kid, we've been so busy with that and our jobs and our whatever. I told you this, I don't know how many weeks ago. This, I think, was before our quarantine. No, it was before our quarantine. We had either a gopher or a mole.
Yeah.
I told you that. And the thing had, because I wasn't even paying attention daily to the backyard or the side yard, that thing had dug its own little, I don't even know what you'd call
it. Habit trail?
Yeah, under the underground world in my yard from the backyard to the front. And we went and got those solar sticks that make noise, which you were kind of like, nah, that ain't going to do it. And it did do it. But I think to the point you also made when we had the conversation, it did it as in sent it to the neighbor's house. It doesn't kill the mole or the gopher.
But it gets them out of your yard.
That's gone.
That's
huge. And we wanted that, but you know, I guess the next door neighbor now has to push it to their next door neighbor. I mean, I don't know.
Everybody's got to have a neighborhood full of solar sticks. And nothing. There's nothing wrong with. Listen, they were going to have gophers either way, or whatever they're called, the moles. That's you know, people have fought against varmints like since the dawn of lawns, I guess, right? Like, I mean, right. In the olden days, they probably shot them and ate them or arrowed them, you know, bow and arrow, I don't know, archered them and ate them because, you know, we were foraging. And then as soon as we started planting lawns and gardens and stuff, people were like, wow, these things are freaking pests. What are we going to do about this? You know, the old pitchfork trick where you take the pitchfork and just stab it down into the, you ever do that?
No, that's, I don't have a pitchfork. Maybe yeah. I need one.
You need a pitchfork.
I don't know. You have a pitchfork at your house, really?
Of course. Of course I do, because I have a compost heap, man. So you gotta flip that thing. You gotta fork
you have a
that
compost
thing. Nothing, nothing. Yeah, yeah. You where you put like you can put lawn clippings in there, and you take all the crap that you cut. You know, every day I get out there with my snippers and cut the trees back and cut the plants back, and then you heap it, and then you and actually you can add food scraps and stuff to it too. You can, but it starts smelling pretty garbagey.
Well,
and
that then would it, be it more rat.
It would. It would be a rat heap is what it would be.
Right.
No, I just use yard clippings and not even a ton of, it's not, a lot of people have really elaborate compost systems at their house. Like they're these cages that are built and they have like chicken wire on the sides and then you can lay newspaper and all kinds of anything that can be composted and you flip them, but it turns it back into dirt. So you take it from the bottom and it's fresh dirt and you add it to your soil and amend your soil every spring.
Whoa.
So I have a pitchfork for that.
You are official.
I'm not. I'm telling you, I have a very small compost heap, but I have a. I need to turn it, so I have a pitchfork. But you can take the pitchfork, and anywhere you can see that the ground's been buckled from a gopher,
just stab it.
You just stab it down all through the. Just hope
Yikes.
That you hope you got the thing.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's
hey,
barbaric.
Brent, you got a compost heap?
I do not. No.
Oh, okay.
I have a compost bin. I throw it all away.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah, we all have a compost bin. You don't have like a little corner or yard where you just, you know, make yourself some new soil.
No, I thought about that, but it sounds like a lot of work. I mean, an extra. It's not too much, I'm sure, but I just.
It's not bad. It's just you know they do get they can get really stinky, you know,
because
it's just rotting stuff, you know, turning back into dirt. And you want worms in there? You got the whole thing. Yeah, what about you, Nicole? You got a compost heap? Your dad working a compost heap over there?
In the bin, right?
Yeah, he just throws it in the bin.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you know,
is
it's not for everyone.
Is wrong with your mic?
Yeah.
I didn't have it on correctly, but now, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
We got you now.
You sound perfect now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
So what did you guys do yesterday?
Us.
Yeah, Nikki and Bryn.
Yeah, you.
We spent
yeah,
a you. Of time testing that Johnny Mosley pod.
Oh, my God.
I watched that.
A mess.
What happened?
Nothing.
What'd you do to Johnny?
Take it from here.
We dropped Johnny. We're trying to get this thing set up so that we can do an Instagram live as part of the podcast. And it's just, I mean, Bryn's got to work around for it. But, you know, we're trying really hard. And so we did these tests. We did these test Instagram.
We weren't ready for the test, Sarah. She was like,
what's
oh,
the,
let's just
make
test
it happen.
It.
Who cares?
Go live.
There's only 500 followers on there. Like, nobody's even watching the thing. Who cares?
I did. Just I watched it.
Oh, great. Well, look, I mean, you know, we even said 50 times, look, this is just a test. Don't watch this.
She kept on saying
don't
that.
Watch this. Get off.
Get
off.
Wait,
here.
So this was, so you recorded a show yesterday? Is that what you're saying?
No. So we're, you know, we're just trying to configure this studio so that we can do that. So we have it down so we can get a nice clean phone call. We can do a phone interview if he wants to get a phone interview on there. But we thought, you know, for him, like, why not kill two birds with one stone? He can be doing an Instagram live on his Johnny Mosley thing, and we'll have the audio from that feed here, and we can all participate in the call. So we tried to figure out how to do that yesterday. And Bryn is such a little brat. He's like, we're not ready. I'm like, well, we're never going to be ready. Like,
I'm going live. I'm like, we're not ready to go live yet.
And we're ready to go live.
With comments streaming, and they're like, what are you guys doing? And she's like, oh, well
we're just testing
can
it.
Can you hear me now? I'm just like, why are we doing this?
We were,
right
because
now?
The thing was, we weren't getting anywhere when we weren't on the Instagram Live. I'm like, if we go live, then we'll know. We'll have the video feed. Let's just do this thing. God, I'm so sick. It took like 4 hours.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Oh, my God. And then in the end, we're like, we're just going to use Bryn's system.
Well, the funny part is you're like, Bryn's being a brat, but Bryn was probably right. It took 4 hours, so clearly he knew you shouldn't have
been
doing it.
We didn't do 4 hours of live. We'd done 3 hours of trying to figure the thing out, and then I'm like, just go live, and we'll figure it out with the thing happening so we can tell if it's going to work or not. And it didn't work. But we had fun. We laughed. Fun. There was a lot of laughing. Yeah. We did. We learned a lot. We learned that we're not going to be able to do that. We're going to have to do it Bryn's way.
Well, I learned. For you guys.
I learned. Just skip to the part where Bryn says I got a workaround for that. Yeah. So that was our big adventure yesterday. It was great.
Good Other for you, that, Bryn.
Thanks, Vin. I've just been watching my little daughter run around pantsless.
Yeah, because you guys are potty training.
That's right. So she's wearing
and
no
she
pants
won't pee on the floor. Isn't
she
that?
Won't pee on the floor, but if we put pants on, she pees in her pants.
Because, oh, because then it's warm.
Like there's something that can absorb it, possibly.
Listen to this technique. I didn't know that. That's what you do?
That's
what they're doing.
You fall into that. You figure out what she can and can't do and understand.
Do you have one of those little potties that they can sit down?
Yeah, so potty. I also have one of those that you put on the regular, and she can have like a ladder.
So they feel safe.
Too, and so there's, I have a couple of them, but she won't go number two.
Oh,
so she's pantsless, and I'm like, oh, and I could tell she wants to go so bad, so she will grab me a diaper, and she's like, diaper, and I'm like, I know why she wants that diaper.
Oh, so you put her on the potty and try to get her to go.
Yeah, right. So she won't put a diaper on. I mean, she won't go number two unless I put a diaper on. And
oh, yuck.
She starts freaking out. She starts.
She's got to go. But and you've got to put the diaper on her.
There's
she's
toilet right there.
Yeah, but she's not ready yet. She's not ready.
I know. So that's what's going on in my house.
That's fun.
It is. It's fun.
That kid is. So I on, calls like this with Bryn, once or twice a day. And the kid comes in. I see that kid's butt all the time. Because she's like right at the level where he goes to pick her up and there's her butt. I'm like, that kid's got a cute little ass.
Well,
nice little hiney.
Kids are cute.
They are.
We went out as part of my time with the little one yesterday. After the walk, I'm guessing, along the sidewalk.
Yeah.
We ended up in the backyard at the sprinklers. And my kid is, she wants her clothes off.
Uh-huh.
But then she can manage the diaper herself. So I get her clothes off and we're like the sprinklers on and she starts pulling her diaper off. She wants to run naked in the sprinkler.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's great. She's a born skinny dipper.
I'm like, geez.
Well, it's nice that she knows how the diaper works too.
Drops the diaper, throws it aside and starts running into the sprinklers. I'm like, oh, jeez.
So it must be blazing at your house, huh? If they're getting into the cold water.
It was yesterday well over 80. So
yeah, me too.
Today I think we're going to see some cloud cover and
oh really?
And some maybe not the whole day, but we'll see some cloud cover and we'll see at least 10 degrees cooler where I live.
Oh, that'll be good. I'm actually hoping for that here too. I was sweating so bad yesterday doing yard work. Oy. I was like, I need to do this in the evening or something.
You're doing that yard.
Well, look, that thing doesn't clip itself.
No,
it doesn't compost itself. Thanks, Ben. All right, let's get rolling here. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.